Hey everybody, really excited about a new podcast I'm doing. So before you check out this one, and thank you for being a subscriber here, please check out my new show, Props and Drops, with the co-founder of DraftKings, Matt Kalish. We'll be talking a ton about alternative investing and quite a bit about sports, betting, and in the alt investing world, sports cards, sneakers, clearly NFTs. Just really excited about it. Gonna be a little more fun, a little bit more culture, day-to-day humor. I think you're gonna really like the first episode if you haven't checked it out. The link to the new show, Props and Drops, is in the description of this podcast. Please check it out. Would mean the world to me if you gave it a spin and hit me up on Twitter and told me what you thought.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
I'm a photographer and videographer. I'm based in Central Florida. I focus mainly on weddings and portraits, things like that. I studied art and photography all through college, and I worked really hard to like keep myself out of debt. I worked like multiple jobs. I've done everything I can to, I went to college knowing I wanted to own my own business. I didn't, you know, do it because anyone told me to. It's like I viewed it as my business investment. And so I've carried that mentality of like being financially, you know, safe with my money, like into my business. And I feel like it might be holding me back.
You're not investing enough.
What's that?
You're not investing enough because you're very conservative with the dollars.
Right. So like things like wedding wire, the knot, you know, going to like wedding expos, things like that. Like
try it. Let me give you an example. I ran for Wine Text. Ooh, good segue. Get in here, Dustin. For Wine Text, right? I ran an ad in a 300,000 person email newsletter from one of the biggest wine kind of companies this week, 2 days ago, right? I couldn't wait. Like it was like Christmas. Like I couldn't wait to, you know, see how it was gonna do. But I also knew, and I even told my fam, I was like, I even told a story about like one of my worst, you know, advertising moments when I bought a huge ad on luxury.com in 1997 for Wine Library. And I thought it was gonna change our company. We got like two orders and I spent like $10,000, which was like $1 billion for that small business at the time. And punchline is on Monday, it didn't do well. Like it just didn't do well, right? And I was thrilled because I got the learning and I could afford it. It was a lot of money, but I could afford it. My dad's company could afford it. That was why the decision was made. You have to not fear being wrong and you have to not value the cash. Cash is king, but when it holds you back, I think you're being very self-aware. I think you can feel it. So what I would say is this, everything you just brought up, the knot, expos, things of that nature, you have to do them when you can afford it to go to zero. Like Tori, you basically have to, you know how you paid for school and fucking worked your fucking face off? You need to realize the education of doing an expo, the education of doing the knot, the execution of doing the wire, the execution of paying a wedding influencer a fortune, right? You need to realize that you doing that is you paying for an education, but better than fucking college, you might actually be right half the time and it pays it back immediately. You need to convert it not into I made a bad business decision, I lost the money. You need to convert it into I'm gonna learn from this. And if it goes to zero, it's just gonna be a funny fucking story I tell one day, just like Gary did about luxury.com.
Right.
If I ever find you fucking luxury.com fuckers that rip me off, I'm gonna punch you in the neck. Anyway, Tori, that's the game.
Right.
If you can go to zero, every decision has to be I'm gonna spend 8,000 on this. And if it goes to zero, I won't die.
Right.
Yeah. Got it?
Yeah.
Is that how you think about it?
Yeah, because right now I'm only 3 years into like really trying to get my business started up. And I'm working a part-time job still. I work at a photography museum and it takes up a lot of my time. So being able to work from home has kind of like been like a nice taste of like what I'm hoping to get to where I can work my business full time. So that's where I'm at is like, I'm still not financially, you know, able to do my photography full time. I have to work.
I have great news.
Yes.
You're super young.
I mean, I know, but.
No. See, the funniest part of that sentence is you can't put the but in there. Take the but out and okay. Go back to the part of I know.
Right.
How old are you?
I'll be 30 in January.
I worked in a liquor store when I was 30.
Yeah. I know. I'm impatient. I know that.
At 30, I worked in a liquor store. And when it was the holidays, I would literally ring up people. I was a cashier. I would literally stock shelves. I would literally pack boxes and have them ship out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was doing.
Yeah. And I'm not I'm not afraid of the hard work. I'm not afraid.
Clearly. Clearly.
I did it all, clearly. All that, but
you're impatient for the thing you love.
Yeah.
Can I your day job is are you maximizing dollars there? Are you learning something there? Like, is it just a job?
It's right now. Mm-hmm. It's been great because it is within my field of interest. It's at a museum of photography, but
that's cool.
It's a desk job and it's not my passion. It's a paycheck.
I think for a lot of people like you, you need to get more strategic about the paycheck. Like what I would be doing probably at all times is applying for other jobs that either give me more dollars so I can invest so I can leave, or something that may lead to more opportunities or I enjoy even more. Being the right hand of somebody who I admire 10 times over as a much better photographer. I think where you're misplaying it, and I see a lot of people commenting about this, so it's resonating, is the strategy of just the paycheck needs to be smarter. And for a lot of people here, they need to work at 7-Eleven so they can be on their phone the whole time building up their personal brand and make less money than they are at a job that pays them 2 times more, but they have no time during the 8-hour day because they actually have to do their job. So they have to take even a shittier job, but that's a strategy. You might need to take a job that pays you even more that you might even like less because like you said, it's a desk job anyway. So yeah, the facade is it's in your field, but it's not in your fucking field. So why not make 8,000 more a year by taking some other job? Because that strategy gives you that 8,000, you know, 6,000 post-tax to put into the knot or do a thing that could change your game or take less than the desk job, but then become the apprentice or right hand or gopher of the greatest photographer that you've ever, you know, witnessed.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get much more strategic about your day job.
Right. Okay. And I guess that's kind of where I'm at too. I've been in Daytona and it's about an hour out from Orlando, which is where most of my clients for my photography come from. And I've been meaning to get back to Orlando because that's where I'm originally from. But my job is keeping me in Daytona.
I want to punch your job in the fucking face. I'm going to fucking go down to Daytona during spring break, of course, and then quickly go over and punch your job in its face. Your fucking job is pissing me off, Tor.
Me too, sometimes.
Tor, you need to apply to 800 fuck. I don't get in a fucking Pluto costume and work in fucking Disney. I don't give a fuck. Get the fuck to Orlando.
Okay. Okay.
I'm being serious. Get your ass to fucking Orlando.
Okay.
What are we doing here? The job has no fucking value. You're just in a fucking hamster wheel.
Right.
Get the fuck out of that job. Now, of course this happens when 50 million fucking people lose their job. So it's not like, you know, like the timing is fucking whack. However, that doesn't stop you applying to 800 jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Like the fuck are we doing here? Like,
I think I'm scared to, I think I've always, because I'm always so like, what's the next goal? What's the next goal? What's the next goal? I'm scared to take the step backwards to take a job that
the fuck we've been doing here for fucking a month on Tea with Gary Vee. Humility is the fucking superpower. Humility is the unlock.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be humble.
Right.
Like I want to Tori, you need to be humble. Like, I need to go to a Knicks Magic game when they get back to playing, go to the stadium, sit there, and see you serving some fucking popcorn. And then I'm going to say, that fucking girl's on her way.
Right.
Humility. Get your fucking ass to Orlando. People are going crazy about your photos. Let's put up your Instagram again.
Thanks.
Like, people are going nuts. Like, hey, anybody, like, if you need...
Anyone in Florida getting married, hire me.
Listen to me. Get to fucking Orlando. And that means applying to 500 jobs this week. And that's what you do for 3 hours at night. Okay. For real. And by the way, there are a lot of businesses that are exploding during this time. There's a lot that are struggling, going out of business. On the flip side, there's a lot that are growing.
Yeah, I've been getting lots of inquiries lately. So I've not been feeling any sort of, you know, heat from this. It's actually been kind of nice to.
Tori, is there anything keeping you in Daytona that I don't know about?
Just the job, just the constant paycheck.
Mm-mm.
You the need security to be, of that.
it blows my face off that people in this generation don't use the internet at night to get them out of their fucking jail. You need to be fucking applying for jobs 24/7, 2 hours a fucking night in fucking Orlando.
Right. Okay.
2 hours a night tour.
2 hours. Yep.
2 hours. Awesome.
We can do that. Thanks right, so much.
Luck. You're welcome. Take care. As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people. You know, it's so funny. People that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm gonna have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away, which were our favorites this week?
Thanks so much, Gary. Today's amazing five-star review reads, "The Gary V audio experience is my morning inspiration along with my coffee. These quick 15-minute talks get me going for the day. They keep me motivated, inspire my new ideas and inventions. Thank you so much, Gary." Now, thank you for that amazing review. And to anybody else listening out there, if you leave us a review, you might just get shouted out in the next episode.